This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is Rach.
This is Dean.
And this is the Rach and Dean podcast.
Joining us in the studio is award-winning stand-up comic, performance poet, and broadcast personality is Phil Jupiters.
Hello.
Hello.
I thought Joy Podcast was one of your presenters.
Joy.
I thought, oh, I like the sound of her.
She's a lovely lady.
Joy Podcast.
No.
What a great name.
We've got Pete the Podcaster.
Pete the Podcaster.
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice.
He's our very own.
Now, Phil, people listening in may know you from Nevermind the Buzzcocks.
Uh-huh.
And QI.
Correct.
And the stage and...
All manner of things.
All manner
Yeah.
Must say, I do like to watch you on QI. I love that show.
Thank you very much. It's a laugh to do. The thing is about that show, when it came along, and I remember John Lloyd saying, we're doing a new show, and it's like a panel going, oh, all right, okay. Because the thing is about panel goes, they're all well and good, but I've got good legs. All these desk-based TV shows don't show off my greatest asset. The Betty Grable of comedy, they call me. I said, what is it? He said, it's just Stephen Fry being the clever bloke, and we put four idiots in a room with him, and he has to try and keep control. And I went, I am in.
Alan Davies, he's the king of the idiots, though, yeah?
Yeah, but Alan, you know, that was forced upon him, that role. But, of course, he's the sharpest tool in the box, that boy. He knows what it's all about, you know. So.
Now, of course, Stephen Fry's no longer doing QI.
No, yeah,
And Sandy's taken over.
Sandy Toksvig, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, yeah, there is nothing like a Dane. And and Sandy, indeed, she took over and she's fabulous. I did her first one. It was lovely, actually, because I did her first QI, but I also did her last news quiz, which is she quit that on Radio 4. And she specifically asked me for her last news quiz and her first QI. She loves me.
She loves you.
She
loves,
as she always says to the studio audience when I come on, she went that I am the man she'd change for. She went, I'd flip for Jupiters. That's what it is.
Flip for Jupiters. There you go. There's a recommendation.
There you go. Or you could just be Edna from Hairspray and then
job's
she
done.
Wouldn't need to flip.
Job done. Yeah.
Of course, you played Edna, didn't you?
I was
on the West End.
I think we need to put me as Edna on... On your website, and a photo of me now on your website, and just run the hot or not.
Yeah.
Get the hot or not going. Who's the hottest, Edna or Phil?
Now, can I say, in your current incarnation,
yes.
With fully bearded, and can I say, you're a larger, chunky chap, yeah?
I am, now let me see if I can get it right, because I'm a hirsute here on the chin, don't have a hairy chest. Am I a polar bear?
No, polar bear's an older bear.
Is that an old bear?
I don't think you're old enough.
Is that an old bear?
It's an old bear.
Oh.
I'm loving that. I thought the polar bear was the hairless bear.
No, it's a panda bear.
Is that a panda?
That's an Asian bear. It's a panda bear. It's who tend to be hairless.
Oh, my goodness.
That's right.
I'm loving this.
But you're not a cub. Sorry to tell you this.
No, I'll work that out for myself.
Yeah.
That's no problem.
I think you're a cuddly bear. You look like a cuddly bear to me.
I am, really.
Give me a woof gurr.
More duvet than man. What? I'm not here for you. I'm not here just to please you. Come on. I'm right in his headphones now. He's loving this. What do you need to grab?
Woof gurr.
Woof. No, okay. Oh, God, set her off.
Move over, Bracky Bears. We got a new bear in the house.
A new bear in the house. Now, Phil, what are you doing in Melbourne?
I'm here for the International Comedy Festival, and I'm doing five shows starting tomorrow night, Wednesday, through till Sunday. And doing a show called Duplicity, which is... me banging on about myself and life and doing some poems and maybe singing some songs. In fact, I'm definitely singing songs because Mark, the roadie, got me a guitar today. So, yeah, there's going to be songs.
And does your daughter and her sex life feature at all in the show?
The other daughter.
Oh, the other daughter.
Yes.
Come of age.
It's time for my lesbian daughter to get her her section of the show now, because there was a moment after the whole Live at the Apollo fiasco with me talking about, and it's on YouTube, look it up, kids. Come on. That's a much more economical way of doing gigs, if I just give the audience links. Yeah. Just stand there and go, yeah, this is a good bit, and this is a good bit. But so, yeah, Molly, my youngest, who lives in Sacramento now with her wife, mm-hmm. and I'll talk a little bit about her, about that, her lifestyle choices.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Good, good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and myself, of course. And it's about my mum and me more than, you know, so I kind of flipped it this time. So I'm more the subject of the horrendous exposure. The overshare. It's an oversharing show.
Right.
Because the thing is when you're a performer, you can't control what you're going to say on stage as much as you think you can. Because there's something quite cathartic and liberating about just letting go.
Uh-huh.
And so I'm the stage Jupiter is just rampaging through my personal life like some kind of Randy Rhino. And yet I'm left in the wake of this disaster that he's weaving around me. I'm inside me at gigs going, stop saying that. Please stop. Please stop saying that.
Just close your
mouth.
I
asked my parents not to come to my show. I did the first 2 weeks.
Yeah,
is that right, Jack? Yeah.
I said, I know you want to support me, and I know you want to encourage me. I'm going to talk about my set. I lived in Paris for 4 years,
and
I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about CUM. Don't know if I can say that, but I am. And I you don't need to come. But they did, and they brought a whole bunch of old family members that I hadn't met before, and they just watched me.
But there's that quite when you know they're in, when you know someone is in. I was doing a horrendously personal show, and there was a lady came up to me before the show. This is what I thanked her so much for. If only she'd come up to me after the show, wouldn't have mattered because the disaster would have happened. She came before. So this lovely little grey-haired old lady came up to me before the gig. She went, I'm coming to see you tonight. And I went, oh, yeah, thanks. She went, don't remember me, do you? I'm like, what have I done? And I'm like, and she went, Stanford Lee Hope Juniors? Your second year class? And I went, Mrs. Perriman, hello. Oh. My teacher when I was seven. And I'm like, and I go on stage, front row, middle, looking up at me. Like, imagine like a story tale nan watching you. Just effing and jeffing and just all manner of stuff going on. And it was just like, and I'm like, and every time I did a bit, I'd look down and I'd go, I just was apologising more than doing the comedy that night. I went, so then this right up there, and they was like, I am so sorry. I'm really not normally like this.
Sometimes I like looking at people that aren't enjoying it, and especially when my friends are on stage, and I'm just like, oh, those people are hating it, but everyone else is having a great time.
Yeah.
And they're just sitting there going, oh, I'm not going to enjoy any of this.
There's that odd thing is your demographic that come and see you. I mean, There's your regular crowd, but then some people will come and see, especially at a festival, people will just go and see one on a flyer. Mm. Some they've heard someone mention you, and they'll pop along. With me, though, it's that QI demographic. I remember doing a show in Edinburgh, and I walk on stage, and I'm looking out, and I'm like, these don't look like my people. These look like my people's mums and dads.
Yeah.
And it's the QI fans. They're like, because they see that charming boy who flirts with Stephen Fry is doing a stand-up show. I'm sure that will be, oh, my God, what is he saying?
Look at his legs.
It looks like he's
got great legs.
My God. I am reminded of wartime poster girl Betty Grable. Good Lord. Does he swim? Does he swim, I wonder?
Does he do Pilates, maybe? What's his core strength like? Can he pole dance, I wonder, or twerk?
Hey, Swiss ball.
Oh, look at you. Now, of course, you are doing, Phil, you're doing, you know your day. You're doing publicity around the country. You're doing Melbourne. Yeah. You're doing Perth. You're going to Brisbane. Perth, you're going to Sydney.
In Perth on Anzac Day. So mm-hmm. my mate Jane, who came over here to live, she's taking me to the Anzac Day parade in Perth.
Oh, nice. Yep.
I love a parade. Brisbane,
yep, the 27th of April.
Yeah, and then two nights in Sydney. Nice. And then off to Auckland, yeah.
Now, the other thing you're doing while you're in Melbourne is you're doing a bit of a stint at the National Gallery of Victoria.
Yeah.
Say some more about that.
It's a little thing that I started doing a couple of years ago. Basically, I was doing the Edinburgh Festival for many, many years, and, you know, it's a great festival to do, but you can properly damage yourself because it's a month of introspection, solo performing and drinking. And you can just crush the will to live out of yourself. And so I just thought, I need to find a way of not doing that. And I said, the only way that I do that is if I find a gig that stops me, that means I can't drink. And so I said, right, I need a morning gig. I basically need a... If I had like a radio show, a breakfast radio show, well, someone hired me to do a breakfast radio show in Edinburgh just for the month. I couldn't get that to go. And then I just thought drawing. I like drawing. And then I met someone at the National Gallery of Scotland in a completely separate gig. And while I was chatting to them, I went, can we go for a cup of coffee and have a chat about something else? And we went out and I sat down with this woman. I went, right, I come to your gallery and I draw and people can come and draw with me. Why? No. So they can draw with me. Yeah, but what's the point? Nothing, I just draw. Yeah. And what do they do? Can they talk to you? Yeah. But what do? They draw too. When your gallery's open? How many people? I don't know. And so it's very, and they went, how much do you want to pay? I went, how much do you want paying? And I went, no, nothing. I'll just do it.
Yeah.
And so, and we called it Sketch Comic. And I do it every morning at Edinburgh. So they let me in the gallery at 9 o'clock in the morning, and I'm in the gallery from 10 till 12 drawing. But basically, the reason that they don't pay me, but what they do let me do is they let me in the gallery at 9 in the morning, and I get an art gallery to myself. A whole art gallery for an hour.
Oh, nice.
So it's the busiest arts festival in the world.
Yeah.
And every day, I'm on my own for an hour in an empty art gallery, just zenning out. Yeah. It's brilliant. And then finding a painting, just drawing. And I just found this weird kind of blissy hour every day.
Yeah.
And so I stopped drinking. And the last time I did it in Edinburgh, I dropped £20 in the month. It's great. Stopped drinking. I'm doing the show. I'm doing two normal shows as well. So this year, I'm doing the art in the morning. I'm doing three shows a day after that. So I do my art show in the morning, and then I do a poetry show, an improv show, and a stand-up show. And I'm also doing Edinburgh this year. Whose Line Is It Anyway? And so I thought, this is something I love doing in Edinburgh. And then I had a word with Alana and Seb Bohm, who've brought me over here. And I said, look, I do this art thing. If someone could have a word with, I said, have you got a gallery in Melbourne? And they went, we got a couple. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to be at the Ian Potter. So It's Australian art. Yeah. I'm doing just Australian art. So I'm going to be there for 5 mornings. So every day that I'm on at the festival, tomorrow morning, any of your listeners out there, hello, join 94.9 listeners. It's me, Phil Jupiters. Have you got an iPad? Do you want to be David Hockney? Don't we all? Come and be David Hockney with me, Phil Jupiters, tomorrow at the Ian Potter Centre here at Federal Square. And if you're flirty enough with me, I might buy you a croissant after the painting. Come on down and we'll have a laugh. And there's nothing more than I stand and draw. There's no gig element. There's nothing. I just find a painting I want to copy and I copy it digitally and we whack it up on the website.
Sounds great.
And it's just a nice, quiet something to hang out. Come and hang out with Jupes.
There you go. You heard it here. Yeah. So come and hang out with Jupes. So to find out more about Phil's show, Duplicity, go to Ticketmaster. Phil, you are on at the Melbourne Arts Centre.
I'm at the Arts Centre,
from the
yes.
19th to the 23rd
of April. I'll be colossally oversharing. Please come. Please come. And because the thing is, I can't stop myself, but maybe you can stop me.
Maybe.
All right, let's all call in sick for the rest of the week. We're doing art with Phil.
Yay!
Thanks so much for joining us today,
Phil. Thank you. What a treat. Cheers.
You're with Rach and Dean on Joy 94.9.
All day, every day. Joy 94.9 on air and online at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.